Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services, and it's time for Speaking Psychologically. Good morning, Dr. Braccio. How are you?
I'm in a good mood today.
Oh, you're always in a good mood. You know, I know that you were in Indianapolis for the Michigan State-Wisconsin game, but just want to get your take. We know the score. We know it was gut-wrenching, but what'd you see that you found interesting?
Well, the atmosphere was spectacular. It clearly was a big-time bowl atmosphere, and having been to many bowl games, people were very friendly, very nice. It's never been to Indianapolis before, Tony. It's just a nice bunch. It's like a huge small town. Everybody seems friendly. Everybody seems, you know, willing to talk, willing to communicate. It's it's not like a Chicago or even Detroit. It certainly is not a, relatively speaking, not a very expensive city. And you get the first city, major city, and definitely it seems affordable. Just a great atmosphere. Wisconsin people, maybe up until this week, we don't have any real battles with them in terms of we hate Wisconsin or Wisconsin hates Michigan State. Just people were cordial, had a ton of fun. A heartbreaking game, but a spectacular game, too. It was just exciting, a great environment. So overall, excluding the outcome of the game, which is a pretty big excluding, it was a spectacular event, great for the Big Ten, I think great for Michigan State as for Wisconsin, but obviously a heartbreaker in terms of what people wanted in terms of the Rose Bowl.
You know,
John,
there's been much discussion about why Michigan was invited to the more prestigious Sugar Bowl, if you will. Whether that's true, I don't know. But there's the talk out there that Michigan State doesn't travel as well as some of the other football powers. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I wouldn't. I certainly not for a major bowl. I mean, I can only go by what I see. Any event I've ever been to, there are a lot of Michigan State people. I heard a couple weeks ago on ESPN that generally the losing team in these league championships tends not to go to a BCS bowl. I really hadn't thought about it that much at the time. I think it's unfair. I don't think, you know, considering that really, MSU the last 2 years has had the best record in the Big Ten, and really, I think, would have been very worthy to have gone to a bowl. On the other hand, that's just the way things are. I think you have to take the world the way it is. This is kind of a, you win this one or you don't, but there are a lot of worse places to be than Tampa, and I think that'll be a good environment, nice place for people to be. But on the other hand, I think a BCS bowl would have been more reasonable and fair, but you kind of coulda, shoulda, mighta, oughta. You kind of go. You're going to play Georgia. It's a big game, and hopefully everything will be good.
There's that old adage out there that the Michigan State fan has self-esteem problems, unlike the Michigan fan, because we don't have the winning tradition that they have. We don't seem to win the big bowls, the big games. We don't get to the big events. Whether that's true or not, it brings up the self-esteem issue and how we can improve our own.
Well, a couple things. I think winning four games in a row for Michigan kind of takes that away. I think certainly the 40 bowl years were pretty big, but those of us old enough to remember the 20 years before that, I can certainly remember different times. But self-esteem clearly is, it's simply your view of yourself as a whole, okay? How reasonable it is really depends on factors like, do we have a realistic view of self? Can we accept criticism as well as being positive? Can we affirm a sense of worthiness and that we are worthy to be loved and cared for, not in a narcissistic, selfish way, but the fact that we're good people, we try to do the right thing, that we can actually, as the biblical proverb, love thy neighbor as thyself, meaning if you can love and care for others, then you can feel a positive way being loved and cared also in return. These are the self-esteem things, and also accepting the confidence, the ability you have, trying to develop it as best you can, not comparing yourself with others, But comparing yourself with yourself in terms of what you can do, what you want to do, what you're trying to do, when you add this all up, it gets to an internal definition of yourself. And if you can really get to care and love for yourself and care for others and just lead a life to be the best you can be, then you can have an outstanding self-esteem and be happy.
Well, you write that the lack of self-esteem is a major factor in the lack of success for so many people of great potential.
Yes.
But so many folks, you know, we hear that. We know think positive. We know that we're capable of great things. But how do you, you know, it's kind of like a burnt piece of toast. You want to scrape off all the burnt parts so you can get to the good toast. How do you do that?
Well, you said something there. You said we know. Well, we may verbally know that's true, but how we do it is this, Tony. We have to be realistic. I know that sounds like another weird word to use, but you have to realistically look at yourself. Look at what you have attained in terms of what you feel is important, and not in terms of just acquiring things, but your educational level, your relationships with other people. And what can you do to make yourself even feel more fulfilled? Because ultimately, everyone asks the question, why am I here? What is my purpose in life? But if we are realistic about our competence, our capabilities, we're realistic in terms of what plan to take to advance ourselves. We work at a plan to care for others and develop good friendships, good relationships, good loving relationships. We learn how to give and take. Then we can have a good life. Those really aren't hard if we make an effort. We have to get away from selfishness, narcissism, believing the world owes us things, really thinking we're so remarkable that we're the biggest, we're the best, we're ahead of all the rest. Getting away from that type thing and just really working on positive, reasonable views of self and just having a warm, peaceful road through life, at least in terms of how you see yourself and how you interact with others.
We've been talking with Dr. John Braccio. He's the director of the Regional Psychological Services out of East Lansing. Thanks so much, Dr. Braccio.
Always a pleasure, Tony. Have a good day.